Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
2 Timothy 3:16. I'll read from the New King James. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Notice the phrase, instruction in righteousness. The word of God is profitable for all these things, including instruction in righteousness. So the last couple of weeks, we've been receiving instruction in righteousness. Let's turn again to Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is not just eating and drinking, but righteousness. Notice that he puts righteousness first, and that the previous verse, he talks about the fact that the word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness. And so we see that righteousness is very important in the kingdom of God. Righteousness is very, very, very important in the kingdom of God. He's saying that that's what the kingdom of God is about. And the previous verse said that the word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness. And so with the first point that we looked at was the fact that Jesus was made sin with our sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So righteousness is a gift that we receive from God when we are born again. And so he was made sin with our sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Emphasizes that point. For he made him who knew no sin. Jesus knew no sin. He made him to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So look at the exchange there. He made him who knew no sin to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. That we might be made, he became who we were, that we might become like who he was. That we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So important, so important. He became sin for us. When he hung on the cross, he was made sin for us. The original sin that Adam and Eve committed in the beginning, and when they ate the fruit that God told them not to partake of, that was the sin issue that he came to solve. And so he was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. And we talked about the fact that righteousness, as we see it all through, when Adam and Eve sinned, they were ashamed and couldn't stand in the presence of God. They couldn't stand when God was coming to talk to them, they were running away from God's presence. But then Jesus Christ came, so they lost their right standing with God. Initially, they could stand in the presence of God unafraid, unashamed. God would come to them and talk to them. But as soon as they sinned, the light went out. And when God came and asked for them, they were running away. They were ashamed. So Jesus Christ came to restore back the righteousness that Adam and Eve lost, so that we could go back into the presence of God and be able to go there unashamed, unafraid, knowing that he was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That we might be made the righteousness of God. That is what the whole one of the things that God was trying to solve. Man has lost his place. Man cannot go into the presence of God. And later he brought in the priest and all that. But when Jesus Christ came on the cross, he was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. And then we also talked about the fact that this righteousness is a gift that we receive from God. It's a gift that we receive from God. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans 5, 17. Romans 5, 17. Thank you, Lord. Romans 5, 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Notice the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness. It is a gift that God gave to us. We couldn't have made ourselves righteous. See, like, and then we talked about the fact that righteousness is different from holiness. And then there is also the fruit of righteousness. But this state that he's talking about was a gift that we received from God. Notice again, for if by one man's offense, death reigned through the one. That is one man's offense. He's referring to the sin that Adam committed. Death reigned through the one. Much more, much more, much more, much more, much more. Notice that. Much more, much more. That means that what he's coming to talk about is greater than what Adam did in the beginning, the sin that Adam committed. Much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We can come there for a whole month on that. Hallelujah. We can just stay on that scripture. Hallelujah. If by man's offense, death reigned through the one. So by virtue of what Adam did, death reigned through that one. But much more, those who receive abundance of grace, number one, and number two, the gift of righteousness will reign. That is how we reign in life. The Amplified puts it this way, will reign as kings in life. Will reign as kings in life because of the righteousness that we have received. Because of that, we can go into God's presence unashamed, unafraid. We can go there and stand in his very presence. That's a key issue. So this righteousness is a gift. This righteousness is a gift. So today, let's build on that. And then we talked about the fact that we are established in righteousness. We looked at all those verses. But today, what are some of the benefits that this righteousness gives us? What are some of the benefits that this righteousness gives? Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17 talked about the fact that this righteousness is revealed in the gospel. This righteousness is revealed in the gospel. Romans 1, 16, 17. That is part of the things that Jesus Christ came to do. So the apostle speaking says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. There is a righteousness that is revealed in the gospel. He's trying to get that to us. There's a righteousness that is revealed in the gospel, and it is the very righteousness of God. And he himself, like we saw, became our righteousness, became our standing. Jesus Christ became our standing before the throne room of grace. And we looked at how the process by which he made us righteous. But today, again, we want to focus on the benefit of this nature that we have received, or this righteousness of God that we have received. Hallelujah. Now, it says that The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. The eyes, because of the righteousness that we have received, his eyes are ever upon us. Psalm 34, verse 15 and 17. Psalm 34. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Says the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. We saw that in 1 Peter as well. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears. And delivers them out of all their troubles. Out of some of them? No. Out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. And say such have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have received this righteousness as a gift from God. And this righteousness gives us certain benefits in the kingdom of God. When we cry out, it says, number one, that his eyes are upon us. No matter where you are, God's eyes are upon you. You can be in the car, you can be at home, you can be anywhere, but because of this gift of righteousness that you have received, and because we have a right standing, because of what Jesus Christ did, he says his eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. His eyes are upon the righteous. And anything that is limiting us, when we cry to God, he hears. He didn't say we will not have trouble. He didn't say we will not have affliction. But thanks be to God, he said that he delivers us from them all of them, not some of them, all of them. He delivers us from all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That great affliction there is for tests, trials, all that we have to deal with. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That is good news. The eyes of the Lord are upon us. Number one. Number two, he hears us. And number three, he delivers us from all our troubles. This world is full of trouble. But thank God we have a God whose eyes are upon us, whose ears are open when we cry, and he delivers us from all our troubles. Hallelujah. And then also, righteousness makes us bold. Righteousness makes us bold. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Righteousness makes us bold. Bold. Boldness to come into the presence of God, and boldness also to stand before the enemy. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1. It says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness that is based on the word of God. You see, the lion in the jungle, it's not afraid of any animal. It's very, very bold. It will defend itself. It will defend its young one. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Our boldness is based on what God has said. That reminds me of Hebrews 4:16, where he says we should come boldly into the presence of God. Let's look at that. Romans 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4:16. Boldness, both in the presence of God and boldness in the presence of the enemy as well. It says, let us Therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Boldness, boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You see, in the life of Jesus, when he was faced with any circumstance, he knew that he had access to the Father. He knew that the Father will hear him and he will hear him always. So he could go boldly into the presence of God. And as well, when he met sickness and disease and people that were suffering, he was bold in the works, in the presence of the works of the enemy to do away with it. That's the boldness that we get as a result of being the righteousness of God in him. Now we can come boldly into the presence of God in a time of need. And we can go there and say, Father, I have a need. This is the issue that I'm faced with. Can you help me? Thank you that you have made me righteous. Not in my own righteousness. My righteousness is like filthy rags. But thank you, Lord, that you have made me righteous. And so I can come boldly in the time of need. Boldly in the time of need. And then when the enemy endeavors to attack us as well, or come into our lives with things that are not in line with the word of God, we can come and stand in that presence as well, boldly, 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 boldly. I remember when Joel, our young son, he was very young, and he was playing with a toy computer, and he broke one of the keyboard. He broke it off of it, and he swallowed it. And then he started coughing. And so Paula called me and said, come and see, he's coughing. And he started coughing blood. He started coughing blood. So when I came, I remembered the fact that he has made me righteous, and I had to be bold. And I said, come out in the name of Jesus. And then he coughed it out. Glory to God. It came out right out. His life was spared, and Jesus and God heard us. And it just came right out. Bold, bold. But the thing is, your faith has to be ready by feeding on this scripture. So when some of these things come up, you'll be ready to stand against the enemy and be bold like a lion and say, no, no. The Bible says that resist the enemy. Resist the enemy. Resist him and he will flee from you. It doesn't say put up with them. If you give him an inch, he will come and live with an inch in your house. He'll come and live with you in the house. No, resist him. That, like, for instance, when people are arrested, they say they resist arrest. That means they throw up a fight. They kick and say, no, I'm not going to be arrested. When the enemy comes in, resist him. Resist him. You are the righteous. Be as bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Bold as a lion. So we are bold to face the enemy, and then also we go into the presence of God, not arrogantly, but boldly, knowing that he says we shall come. Then, one thing that the righteous also knows is that God loves him. This is a big point. This is a key issue. The righteous knows that God loves him. That knowing that God loves you will cause you to be established and grounded in your faith. Knowing that God loves you will make all the difference in your Christian walk. Psalm 146 and verse 8. Let's read that. The righteous knows that God loves him or her. Psalm 146 verse 8. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. Hallelujah. That's one thing you should be confident of, that God loves you. that God loves you. And not only does he love you, he loves you the same way that he does Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 17, verse 23. He loves you the same way that he does Jesus. I remember the time that I saw this scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, this is Jesus praying for his disciples before he goes to heaven. And then he prays that, he says that they may know that I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and notice, and have loved them as you have loved me. Glory to God. He loves you the same way that he loves Jesus. He said that the world may know that you have sent me and love them as you have loved me. My Lord, the day I saw this scripture, he loves me the same way that he does Jesus. He loves me with the same love. That is why he made me righteous. That is why he made me, so he recreated me. I became born again so that I can go into his presence knowing that he loves me. Your faith should be rooted and grounded in the fact that he loves you. He loves you so much. The righteous knows that God loves them. The righteous, the Lord loves the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. And like, for instance, our kids, if you have kids and they, when you come from work and if they know that they are in right standing with you, when they come, they just rush to the door and they give you a warm embrace. They know that you love them. My kids will ask me, Daddy, what did you bring today for us? That's the first question they will ask. What did you bring today for us? But know that God loves you. That is what will cause your faith to be rooted and grounded in him. There is no quarrel between you and God. And if you know that, if you know that he's made you righteous and you have a right standing in the presence of God, he can go there and he sees your face with joy. He hears your prayer. You present your needs with him. He fellowships with you. That's what he's looking for. He wants to be a father to us. He wants to fellowship with us. He wants to talk with us. He wants us to talk to him. That is the whole reason that he created man. To be able to have his family, to have a family that he could fellowship with. He couldn't fellowship with the angels. He wanted to fellowship with us. And that is why he created us. And then he says that it shall be well with the righteous. It shall be well with the righteous. Don't be too concerned about what's going on. Know and be assured that it shall be well with the righteous. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. It shall be well with the righteous. It shall be well with the righteous. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Getting excited as we go through. It says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Is somebody righteous this morning? I'm saying to you that it shall be well with you. He says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. That is God Almighty speaking. That is your Father speaking. He said that, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with them. It shall be well with them. It shall be well with them. And remember, he said, many are the afflictions, many are the troubles. He knows about that, all right. But say to the righteous, I hear your prayer, I hear your cry, and it shall be well with the righteous. It shall be well with the righteous. Be established in that fact, that it shall be well with you. It shall be well with the righteous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It shall be well with the righteous. The righteous knows that the word of God is forever settled. So he says, I shall flourish like a palm tree. These are scriptures. Go over them. Keep going over them. I shall flourish like a palm tree. Psalm 92 verse 12. Psalm 92 verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 92 verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. If you know the palm tree, there are so many useful things that can come out of the palm tree. There's soap, there's oil, so many beneficial things that can come out of a palm tree. So he's saying that you are the righteous. Your life will flourish. You will live to fulfill God's plan for your life. You will live to and blossom and be a blessing to many, many people. Your life will flourish. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Not only will it be well with the righteous, but the righteous will flourish. We just listen to what he has to tell us to do, and we do it. Thank you, God. You said my life will flourish. My life will be a blessing. My children are blessed. My generation is blessed. Our life, the plan that you have for my life, I live to fulfill it. I'm a flourishing. I flourish. I'm a righteous person, and I flourish. Hallelujah. And it shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. If you know about those cedar in Lebanon, they are very tall, solid. They are there and nothing moves them. They are established. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Afflictions may come, but he knows that eventually God is going to deliver him out of that affliction. God is going to deliver him. After all, like for instance in games, people like, you only become a champion after overcoming challenges, after overcoming situations. So even though the afflictions are there, no, thank you, Lord, that you will deliver me. Thank you, Lord, that I will flourish. Thank you, Lord, that I will fulfill your plan for my life. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Redemption would not have been complete if God had not made us righteous for us to be able to come into his presence again. The program would not have been complete. But thanks be to God. Jesus was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we reign in life through the abundance of grace. Abundance of grace, not just a little portion of it. The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And so we follow Jesus very carefully. He was the righteous one. He came to show us how we should live, how he wants us to walk. Right down here, he came, and for 3.5 years, he showed us exactly how this is done. When he was confronted, like for instance, when he was at the tomb of Lazarus, 4 days, the situation is hopeless. This person is dead. Jesus, leave him to die. You have come too late. No, he got to the tomb and calmly said, Father, I thank you that you hear me, and you hear me always. You see, he was conscious of the fact that God will hear him. He had already prayed, and he knew that God will hear him. And so we come with that consciousness and say, Father, I thank you that you have made me righteous. As I start my day, I awake to righteousness. I awake to righteousness. Thank you that you are with me always. You are with me always. You will never leave me nor forsake me. You are with me always. And so today, I awake to righteousness. You and I will go out and we'll win. You and I will go out and we'll plan together. You and I will go out and we'll have a successful day. We'll have a good day because you are with me always. You hear me. Everywhere you are, you can talk to him. You can talk to him like he's your father. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's the one that is interested in this thing more than we are. So many times we talk about how we love God. But think about it. He loved us first. He loved us first. We talk about how we have faith in him. No, he has faith in you. He says, my son, my daughter, I have faith in you. I know that you'll be able to make it. I know that you do what I tell you to do. He's there for us. And so let me finish with this. Let's awake to righteousness every single day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. 1 Corinthians 15, 34. Thank you, Lord. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But he says, awake, 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 awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. You wake up and you say to yourself, thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ, you go into prayer with that faith, you have made sin for me that I might be made the righteousness of God in you. And so this morning I awake to righteousness. I awake knowing that you hear my prayer. I awake knowing that I can come into your presence, not in my own righteousness, but in the righteousness of God and the righteousness of Jesus. I awake to that. That puts a spring in your step for the day. That gives you confidence. That gives you stability that you can go through the day and throughout life. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. That is what he's telling the church in Corinth, that he's saying that to us this morning. Awake to righteousness. Knowing that you have a father. Knowing that he loves you. Knowing that he said it will be well with you. Knowing that he said you will flourish. Knowing that he said you will grow up like a cedar in Lebanon. Your life is significant now because of what he has done for you. Because of the price he has paid to make you who you are. Now, you are awake to that. Hallelujah. You are awake to righteousness. You are awake to righteousness. And then you just follow Jesus and follow his example and walk like he did. And you enjoy the victory that he paid for you. May that be your story in Jesus' name. That you are awake to righteousness. And in the presence of God, you can go there. And in the presence of the enemy, you are not ashamed. You are not afraid because you are following Jesus. Jesus is the one that gave you his name. Jesus is the one that gave you his authority. And so you can go, you can stand in the presence of anything that is from the enemy. And you know you are established in your righteousness, like Isaiah said. Established in righteousness. Established in righteousness. And you awake to that every day. May that be our lifestyle. Awaking to righteousness every single day. And walking the way he wants us to walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Just say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
That you have made me righteous.
That you have made me righteous.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ
Jesus. Lord.
Lord.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you hear my prayer.
That you hear my prayer.
Because of what you've done for me.
Because of what you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you deliver me. From all my afflictions.
From all my
troubles. Just thank him and just pray to him and thank him in the name of Jesus. Just talk to him this morning. Whatever is on your heart, just talk to him in the name of Jesus. His ears are open to your cry and to your prayers this morning. Whatever you are faced with this week, whatever you have to do, accomplish, just talk to him this morning. His ears are open to the prayer of the righteous. Father, we thank you, O God, for your word. We thank you for speaking to us, O God. We are awakened to our righteousness, O God. Thank you that we can come into your presence unashamed, unafraid. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, and we thank you for what you have done for us. We receive that and we walk in the fullness of it, O God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. I pray for each and every one, O God. May they have a blessed week. May we be conscious of our righteousness, O God. May we be walk in boldness, boldness, boldness. Under our steps this week, O Lord. Minister to us. Speak to us. May you be real to us in all that we have to do and accomplish. May this week be the best week of our lives, O God. We thank you. We give you praise. We come against anything that will endeavor to hinder us in our walk with you. Thank you that the enemy is defeated. You defeated him for us. Thank you that he's defeated in our lives. And we walk in the victory that you have purchased for us. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. You have put us above and not beneath. And we flourish in you, O God. Every mountain, every obstacle, every trouble, every affliction before anyone or any of our loved ones that we know of, we pray that it be moved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you love us. You love us the same way that you do, Jesus. And we love you as well. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And for those listening as well online, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you say, I'm listening to this and I want to receive this righteousness, this gift of righteousness that you are talking about. Say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. Today, I make you the Lord of my life. Save me. Thank you, Lord. You've heard me. And you save me. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.